I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
So whose farts smell worse, women's or men's?
See, everyone's going to assume it's men, and I don't think it is. I think women's farts are going to smell worse. I think they hold them in. I think men kind of let it go. And plus, men are always going to the bathroom, and every girl I know always like poops like once every 9 days.
And that is like a wild thing about women.
It makes no
sense. How do they do that?
I don't know. Like it just it baffles me. They're like, oh my God, I finally have to poop. I'm like, what do you mean you finally have to poop? I eat. I got like 20 minutes. But so I'm going to assume that it's just that they hold it in. It sits in there for a while. Plus, if men's farts were smellier, we wouldn't be talking about it because everyone would assume it's men. Plus, I know from experience that often I think to myself, how can something so little create such disaster? It's women. They have worse farts.
On average, humans fart up to 23 times a day, but not all of those toots are created equal. New research is showing that women's gas smells worse than men's.
Of course.
And there is a scientific reason why.
Are you kidding me?
But next time you catch a whiff of your wife's wind, take comfort. Excuse me. That stink could be a sign that she's less likely to develop Alzheimer's.
What?
What?
That's a stinky right. ass means that you're not going to develop dementia?
That's Keep it right. stanky.
That can't be.
So back in 1998, Dr. Michael Levitt, a gastroenterologist, and prolific researcher known as the King of Farts. Would you like to be known as the King of Farts?
Yeah, why not? Like when, you know.
Well, you're not as accomplished.
Well, exactly. Like, I'm not the King of Farts. I don't want to be known as, like, Will the Farter on Howard Stern, but to be like the main gas guy when you've got farting problems, yeah.
The main gas guy.
Yeah.
He set out to figure out which gases give flatulence its signature funk.
Mm.
So he recruited 16 healthy adults with no history of gastrointestinal issues, and each of them strap on a flatus collection system.
Oh, you're just farting into a jar?
Yeah, it's a rectal tube.
Okay.
It's connected to a bag.
Does it go up or is it more just like
it's
a,
probably you know, surround.
I would think around, yeah, right?
Maybe sealed off.
I would think so.
Kind of hot.
A little spackle on there.
Kind of hot.
What?
It's like a fetish thing.
Collect the smell. My God. There's girls, the device.
There's girls who sell their farts and like dudes pay for it.
They do. Yeah. Absolutely.
After the participants chowed down on pinto beans and took a laxative, the researchers collected their farts.
Beans, the musical fruit.
Yeah.
They then ran a gas chromatographic mass spectroscopic analysis.
Sure.
To break down exactly what was inside the bags, and they also put the samples to a sniff test. Two judges were brought in to rate each fart on a scale of 0 to 8, with 8 being very offensive.
Mm.
They were unaware that they were smelling human flatulence.
Isn't it one of those things, too? Isn't that very subjective? Like, if you ask me to rank 1 to 8 versus you, I mean, we may have a different idea what smells. And certain smells, like your own brand, never smells as bad as someone else's.
I love my own brand.
Right? I mean, it happens.
Quality brand.
Yeah, like it can be offensive, but at the same time, you're kind of impressed. But if it's someone else, you want to die.
Would you smell a bag of your own brand? Because I wouldn't do that. That just, this
No,
is...
it sounds awful.
Yeah.
The researchers found that the main gases responsible for the odor of human farts are sulfur-containing compounds, most notably hydrogen sulfide, the chemical behind the classic rotten egg smell.
Yeah.
And while men tended to pass larger volumes of gas, the study found that female flatulence contained a significantly higher concentration of hydrogen sulfide than that of their male peers.
Yeah.
And the judges agreed, rating women's farts as having a greater odor intensity than men's.
You know, look, I can only speak for myself, but I would say this lends itself true. I fart way more, and my volume is amazing. But they often don't stink. Unless I actually have to do something, they don't stink. Now, the BTJ, it's a rarity, but when it happens, my God. And that's why I'm like, because she's got a little dumper. You got a cute little bag. I'm like, how? It blows my mind. I'm like, how did that come out of that? So at our household, this is confirmed. Way more and way more volume. But if we're going potency, dude, like I'm the detergent that's mostly water. She's the Tide Pod. That's just like 90% concentrate.
Is it like silent but deadly?
No, you can hear a little, you know, you'll hear a little poop. And when that happens and she'll kind of giggle, buckle up because you know what's about to happen.
While hydrogen sulfide is highly toxic in large amounts, small doses like those found abundantly in women's gas may help protect aging brain cells against Alzheimer's disease.
I'll be damned.
What?
About that?
Didn't we have like a thing a few years ago that smelling farts like protected you from cancer or something?
I don't know.
I believe that like women have a higher concentration, but that next step about Alzheimer's and smelling the poo, I don't know about that.
Look at Schultz, like, with all the medical knowledge that you've accrued over your years and your vast radio knowledge. Schultz's like, well, let me tell you something. My medical background,
he's
I'm not buying it. I don't buy this one bit.
Schultz can't be fooled.
No.
By fart studies.
No. Right out.
Who funded this fart study? That's what I want to know.
Well, probably Big Bean.
That's that. Yeah, right. Yeah, like Nally's chili or something.
So they're saying in the body, hydrogen sulfide plays a role in many functions, including helping brain cells communicate by chemically tweaking proteins in a process called sulfhydration. Mm. Studies show that sulfhydration levels decline with age, a trend that is even more pronounced in patients with Alzheimer's. So researchers at Johns Hopkins back in 2021 ran experiments on mice genetically engineered to mimic human Alzheimer's disease. They injected the rodents with a hydrogen sulfide carrying compound called NAGYY.
Sure.
And monitored changes in the memory and motor function over 12 weeks. Behavioral tests showed that hydrogen sulfide improved cognitive and motor function by 50%
compared
with the untreated mice. Mm. How about that, guys?
So get up in there, boys and
get
girls.
Get all up in there.
How about
get
that?
Some of that hydrogen sulfide out that ass.
What about, yeah, someone's pointing out, what about dog farts? Because that... Is that why dogs don't get dementia? Because their ass smells horrible? Because that is a whole other level. A bulldog fart, nothing quite like it on the planet. I've owned a lot of breeds, but I'm telling you, the bulldog fart, hands down, the worst thing. Way worse. Don't know what it is.
According to AI,
it's the worst.
Dog farts do contain hydrogen sulfide.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure.
or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I guess that means that
all farts, right? I mean, that's why farts stink.
Yeah, well, yeah. So I had the rotten egg thing, like it said. Yeah. But I guess dogs just don't get Alzheimer's. I don't know.
Interesting.
That's my conclusion here.
So next time you cut something nasty and your wife gives you a hard time for it, be like, hey.
So ladies.
Protecting myself from the dementia.
We love you.
Yeah, but you stink.
But your stinky ass.
Yeah.
Needs to get on up out of here.
There was a story, and I actually had to do my own Joe Rogan on this. I had to do my own research because I didn't believe it. I saw this like a week or two ago, and it's funny now we're talking about this. There was a lady, I'll look her up. I think she was from like Britain. Maybe she was from Ireland. She ended up having to have her appendix taken out because she was embarrassed about farting, so she held in her farts. For like, she got into a new relationship with a guy, and she like refused to fart in front of him. So she like held it in, and it caused like a lot of like stomach problems, and she had to have emergency stomach surgery.
Well, but wait, that makes no sense. Why don't you just fart when he's not around?
I guess like, they were like around a bunch, and so she was embarrassed about it. Yeah, right here.
Come on, go out back.
And this is like, this is real. This was in Newsweek. She had to have her appendix removed. Her name was Kara Clark. She was an Irish barista. This was 2022. She had to have her appendix removed after holding in farts around her boyfriend for about 2 years, leading to severe pain, infection, and surgery.
Boy.
Highlighting how excessive gas retention can cause discomfort and potential complications.
I'm sorry. I find that to be absurd. Like, on her part. Like, dude, what do you... You're gassy. You got to get that out.
She says no.
Let it out.
Yeah. She said, I do hold in my farts, but I didn't think I'd be in the hospital over it.
But that means she... But no.
She said, I'm pretty easygoing other than burps and farts. She basically just said she was really embarrassed and self-conscious. No. But she got to the point she was in so much pain, I couldn't hold in my tears. My doctor said, I'm so sorry you're in so much pain.
I don't understand. I'm sorry. Okay, so hold on. So we're saying that... Okay, so she's around her boyfriend. She doesn't want to fart in front of him.
Yeah, fart
so
and burp.
So she holds it in. Yeah. Okay. So she's saying she never lets it, like the... She, at some point, she farts. Right? I don't understand this.
I thought this story was ridiculous, too, but I looked it up. It is a real...
Okay, I'm not doubting that it's real, but I don't understand the science of it. So she's saying she just doesn't fart?
Yes.
She That's said she, impossible.
She said she held it in. I'm sure at some point she, like when she was alone, but she held them in long enough.
Well, she dookies. So when you dookie, I don't know if you guys know this, the girls, they do it too.
No way.
Boop. Yeah. Wouldn't she at that point let out a big old, you know?
I think it's the
I don't understand.
I think it's the idea if it wasn't like she accumulated 2 years worth of farts.
Right.
It was 2+ years of just holding it in. Over and over again, and like that led to, I guess that can lead to serious complications.
Still makes no sense. And
she had to have emergency surgery.
My farting advice to her would be, I get you don't want to like my wife. I think I've heard my wife fart maybe twice.
Yeah,
maybe. Well, and we've been together close to 20 years.
Just let her know what happened here. It is
we've been together 24 years. Sorry, my math is bad.
Whoops.
But. So she definitely doesn't fart around me, but she certainly, you know.
Well, it means as soon as you leave, she's obviously letting her rip.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why doesn't she do that? That makes no sense to me.
Apparently, she said that she thought it was unladylike and was very self-conscious, and so she just would hold it in. And so apparently, if you hold it in long enough, and that's a reoccurring thing, it can cause serious issues to the point where she got an infection and she had to have emergency surgery.
Well, that's unladylike too.
She's an idiot.
Yeah, she is.
She's a grade A idiot.
Like, what are you doing?
Poor ladies. They'd have surgery.
Yeah, well, because of her stupidity.
Yeah. You know what, dude? At some point, the man needs to go to her and like, honey, it's okay. Like, but some people are like this. I
get it.
I know couples that, like you mentioned, have you ever seen your wife go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
I know couples that refuse to go to the bathroom in front of one and like they won't.
Who was? Yeah, it's not my first choice.
Yeah, but someone said it might have been. someone on the station, I don't remember who, I was listening, and I think someone said their wife won't even use the bathroom on the same floor.
Oh, that's just...
Like, if they're upstairs, they go down and vice versa. Like, there are people that this is, like, a big deal, that is, like, it's an embarrassing thing, and they don't want to...
Again, I get it. I just don't... The part that I'm really struggling with is that she doesn't ever...
Yeah.
Let it out when she knows she can. Like, she's out walking the dog. Yeah. She's out. She's not with him.
It's the after date fart. When as soon as she leaves the car, yes. You're just like, oh.
I get that. Yeah. I get being subtle about it, or like not. You know, I mean, yeah. That's just actually kind of good behavior, right?
Yeah.
But never. I don't know.
I had dated a girl very briefly in high school. She would turn the faucet on when she went to pee.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, I can't even hear them pee.
I think that's common.
It's like, what are we doing?
There's a whole thing.
Yeah, that's
common. Well, look, it's...
They don't want you to hear them in there.
No. Well, when I lived in college, I had a studio apartment. You know, that was... The whole thing was maybe the size of this studio, and I didn't think it was that. And there was one bathroom, like, right off the living room, and you better believe it was a little... Like, it was an old place. There were no sounds, like, going in. And I'll tell you, whoever, like, guests or you, if you had to use the bathroom, it was a little touch and go. You don't want to be in there, you know, cranking stuff off while someone's in the living room and you just met the person. And I'm a pretty open person. But, yeah, that can be an interesting thing. One of the big moments of a relationship is when the first time, you know, one of you is like, hey, this is – who goes first? You have to break the seal. Someone has to eventually be like, look, this is happening, so – whatever.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.